Hank Williams, the father of contemporary country music, is well known as author of dozens of classic songs, and it's just assumed that the song that rocketed him to fame, Lovesick Blues, is one he wrote himself. But what's this?
I've got a feeling called a blues. Since my mama said goodbye, it seems I don't know what to do, do, do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, no, the last long day we spent alone, I'm yearning for it, yeah.
Emmett Miller and his Georgia Crackers, a fairly obscure blackface group in the late 20s, doing the original version of the song. The band, incidentally, might have included the Dorsey Brothers and Jack Teagarden, all of whom recorded with Miller. But the issue of blackface brings up a serious point. Lately, know-nothings around the pop world have accused Elvis Presley of simply copying his black sources, note for note. The song that's most often named in this indictment is Elvis's first recording, That's All Right, Mama. That, we're told, is a complete copy of the original recording by Arthur Big Boy Crudup.
Well, now that's all right, no mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, no mama. Way you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do.
There are similarities, sure. It is, after all, the same song. But the fact is that Elvis interpreted the song for a non-blues audience, just as he interpreted the flip side of the record, a bluegrass tune called Blue Moon of Kentucky, for a non-bluegrass audience. Even more pronounced is this alleged act of theft.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine.
Seemingly everybody knows that the original was by Willie Mae Thornton, but how many of the ones who cry foul have listened to it?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Not exactly the same thing, is it? And before I leave Elvis in this survey, I should add that despite the efforts of his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis saw to it that Arthur Crudup received credit and royalties for That's All Right, Mama, and gave him money to record an album. Jerry Lee Lewis was the next star Sun Records developed after Elvis, and unlike Elvis, he did write his own material, or rather, most of it.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on.
But Jerry Lee's first big hit, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, was actually taken from a guy named Roy Hall, piano player in country singer Webb Pierce's band, who had recorded it a couple of years before in a version you wouldn't recognize.
21 drums and old bass horn, somebody beating on a ding dong. Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. There ain't no faking, whole lot of shaking going on.
It wasn't just the rockabillies who searched here and there for material. Down in New Orleans, Fats Domino was playing out a string of hits when he sang this one.
Mm-hmm. I've found my thrill.
By 1956, he must have figured, the majority of the black audience would have forgotten about Steve Gibson and the Redcaps' hit version of 10 years earlier.
I found my thrill.
Louis Armstrong also had a hit with it at about the same time, so it was safe enough for Fats to try it again. Just to bring things around full circle and to show that it wasn't only white guys who took songs from black guys, one of the very first songs I was ever crazy about was one I was convinced was just a nonsense song. It didn't matter, though. It had a great tune, and I assumed it was by Fats Domino because he recorded it. Well, of course it wasn't. Imagine my shock years later to hear it done by Hank Williams, who wrote it.
Goodbye, Jill. Me gotta go, me oh my. Me gotta go, pull a piano down the vine. My boy, Smitty's boy, me oh my. Son of a corn, we'll have big fun on the vine.
I'll have some more originals for you on a later show.